This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says, if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's the result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force, and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Monday, 18 November 2013. Ron McDonald is my guest, author of They Own It All, Including You, by way of Toxic Currency. Ron, anything that I did not cover in that first hour that you want to go over this hour?
Nothing I could think of, except I'd like to know why you didn't agree with being armed and holding that vigil for freedom.
No. It's got nothing to do. I don't believe in order to have a God-given right intact that I have to own a gun in order to keep that right intact. I'm not arguing that's not a good idea. I'm not arguing that at all. I'm just saying, pick a right. I mean, what's the...
Freedom of speech. Okay. It's already, we don't have it any longer. But I guarantee if we had guns, we'd still maintain absolute freedom of speech.
Yeah, well, in order to have the Sixth Amendment, criminal prosecutions and stuff like that, Do I have to come out and commit a crime to make sure that my Sixth Amendment is in place or my Fourth Amendment is in place? Do I need to test the waters by committing a crime? That's my point.
In that case, others will test it before you, let's put it that way, because it goes on every day that someone is brought under those conditions. This is the thing, is that we've lost our way on protecting others in this society. We're only concerned with our own rear ends.
Well, and this is, excuse me, but that's the way it should be, shouldn't it? That's why we have the rights spelled out. Biblically, I am my brother's keeper. Different time, different form of government. In order to keep my rights, do I have to go out there? Boy, you guys are taking me down a road I don't want to go down.
No, I'm merely saying that if you see the violation of right in others, you have to go to the defense of it, because sooner or later it's going to come to you.
Well, I mean, that's the old argument about, you know, they first came for this and I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Then
they
came for the Jews and I didn't. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know, man. I should not be compelled to come to the aid of my fellow American's defense because he shouldn't be being attacked.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you on that. He shouldn't, but we're in a mess right now.
Well,
everyone's being attacked.
I'm not going to argue that one.
Yeah.
Chris in Virginia. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Well, you know, capitalism isn't perfect, but socialism never works, and it's a nightmare, and that's where we're going.
Well, and I would agree with that, but if you look at capitalism, that's what the communists called it. And capitalism is based on what? The Keynesian economics, but more importantly, on the fiat money, is it not?
Well, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess maybe I'm a little uneducated as far as specifically the definition of it.
Well, that's
I guess I meant to say free market.
Okay, that's a better way to say it. Because, go ahead.
Go ahead with your thought.
No. I was just going to say, you know, ideas, words are assigned. And
yes,
this is how we always access them. We think of one word and it takes us to a train of thought.
Words are important.
They are.
They mean things.
And you know, how many times, I'll give you an example, how many times, people actually, if you ask them now, you know, what form of government do you have here in this country? They'll look at you, they really don't know. But you'll look at them, feed them, okay, well, this is a democracy, right? When you're standing there nodding your head, and they go, yeah, it's a democracy. That's because the politicians for years have been telling people, this great democracy, and you the taxpayer, and you the this. They assign you your little pigeonholed role in all this. I'm sorry, I don't fit that. I am a human being. I was born in this country. You know, there's certain things I ascribe to most assuredly, but don't spit out a word and then it applies and makes me fit in that little. No, I'm not a capitalist. I'm an advocate of free market with honest money. Best way I can say it, Chris.
Well, what I was going to say, what I called in about, is y'all were talking about Obamacare, and it's funny that even a very close relative sells insurance. That's her bag. That's her baby. And she's politically naive, completely politically naive, and it's frustrating. I guess I'll just call in and say, man, I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated with the general public. It's just amazing, but.
But you know how they got there, Chris. They got there, and it was a certain amount of laziness, but there was a whole lot of garbage that's been pumped into their head. They have been programmed, or put it this way, the truth has been withheld.
Yes.
So how in God's green earth can you ever make a sound decision or come up with a correct answer other than 2 + 2 = 5 if you're not working with real stuff to begin with?
Yeah, I guess it's just a fight. We just got to fight it, and we got no other choice. And, you know, we're just going to be deemed, some of us, the fools now. And that's just what we have to do.
Well, and you know, I don't... Ron, were you the one that asked this question in this broadcast about when's the Second American Revolution going to take place?
Well, I didn't ask that. I said all the elements are in place that caused the first revolution.
Ah, well, yes. I just extrapolated out from there.
Yeah, I see that.
I disagree with this argument or that I've heard that we're not morally equipped to have another revolution. I just don't buy that completely.
What do you mean by that, Chris?
Yeah.
Well,
they
were all moral and religious back then, and they were much more disciplined and all that stuff, and so that, you know, they had what it took, the fiber. We just don't, we're too weak. We're just, you know, now we'll just roll over or whatever.
Well, I think...
That makes sense?
Yeah, many who came to the New World were criminals, leaving the old world, and many didn't, they weren't moral. You know, there was a basis of believing in God, but they wanted their own customs in doing that. But I think morals has nothing to do with liberty. Liberty is a natural thing within all of us, but it's weaned out of us, so we don't recognize it anymore. How many in America have ever felt real freedom? And without having a correlation to feel that, they don't know what they're fighting for or what they would fight for.
So what do you guys think is going to happen next? What's the next shooter drop? Because I have my conspiratorial, you know, basic what I think is going to be some kind of false flag attack. If the government thinks they can get away with it, maybe try to institute, bring out their little toys, their little martial law toys, and do that whole bit.
We're gonna have to force. Now they're gonna. They can't. Evidently, they can't force us into an armed rebellion, so they'll have to start one themselves. Yeah, have you noticed all the false flag stuff has been absolutely blowing up in their face? You know, if I was a storyteller for the U.S. government, I'd be real frustrated by now. Chris, I got to run. I'm on break.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, Ron McDonald, are you sitting down?
I am sitting down.
Well, now it's the Affordable Boat Act. The U.S. government just passed a law called the Affordable Boat Act, declaring that every citizen must purchase a new boat by April 2014. Now, these affordable boats will cost an average of $54,000 to $155,000 apiece. Now, this does not include taxes, trailers, towing fees, licensing, registration fees, fuel docking and storage fees, maintenance, or repair cost.
Now, this law has been passed because until now, typically only wealthy and financially responsible people have been able to purchase boats. This new law ensures that every American can now have an affordable boat of their own because everyone is entitled to a new boat. If you purchase your boat by the end of the year, you'll receive 4 free life jackets, not including monthly usage fees. Now, in order to make sure everybody purchases an affordable boat, the cost of owning a boat will increase on average of 250 to 400% per year. This way, wealthy people will pay more for something that other people don't want or can't afford to maintain. But to be fair, people who can't afford to maintain their boat will regularly be fined, and children under the age of 26 can use their parents' boats to party on until they turn 27, then must purchase their own boat. Now, if you already have a boat, you can keep your boat. Just kidding, you can't. If you don't want to or you don't need a boat, you're required to buy one anyhow. And if you refuse to buy one or can't afford one, you'll be regularly fined $800 until you purchase one of or face imprisonment. I almost forgot that. Now, failure to use the boat will also result in fines. People living in the desert, ghettos, inner cities, or areas with no access to lakes are not exempt. Age, motion sickness, experience, knowledge, nor lack of desire are not acceptable excuses for not using your boat. Now, government A government review board that doesn't know the difference between the port, starboard, or stern of a boat will decide everything, including when, where, how often, and for what purposes you can use your boat, along with how many people can ride in your boat, and determine that if one is too old or healthy enough to be able to use their boat, they will also decide if your boat has outlived its usefulness or if you must purchase specific accessories, like a $500 compass, or newer and more expensive boat. Those that can afford yachts will be required to do so. Now, it's only fair. The government will also decide the name for each boat. Failure to comply with these rules will result in fines and possible imprisonment. By the way, government officials are exempt from this new law. If they want a boat, they and their families can obtain boats free at the expense of the taxpayers and the unions, bankers, and mega companies with large political affiliations or donors are also exempt. Now, if the government can force you to buy health care, why can't they force you to buy a boat or anything else?
So I think that's a great idea, John. I could see millions and millions of people getting in their boat and leaving the country.
But people would probably try to drive their boat to work. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
I can just envision a boat lift to Cuba.
Could you imagine the flotilla going from the United States to Cuba? They'd freak out.
I hear things are a little bit better down there than here, so
I heard that they have a better medical plan down there, and nobody is stoning Castro, so, you know, who knows?
Let's buy that boat and get it loaded up. That's what I was saying.
I'm telling you, I'm out of here, man.
That was great content last hour, and I think the thing that really struck me is the people who should be getting hammered that are not are the leaders of the Republican Party, and they should not be absolved at all with all this, because they were talking to the same lobbyists and they were talking to the same healthcare executives, and they all knew what was coming, and all of them dummied up and just kind of towed the party line for Obama. So it just seems like, I know Obama deserves his share of grief, but I swear the Republican Party, you know, leaders like McCain and the rest of them should be pilloried also.
Well, and you look at the narrative, Wayne. I mean, just take a look at what they're doing now. You know, the argument was before that, well, wait a minute, this is not legal, it's not constitutional, you can't force people to do this. And then they just turned around and got the ruling from John Roberts. By the way, he did say that there are several things that constitutionally had bothered him, but there wasn't one great big giant thing that jumped out of the bush and bit him and made him say, no, we're not going to rule that way. He just simply ruled that, wait a minute, it's a tax and Congress has the right to levy those taxes on individuals. So, yeah, it's legal. Not lawful, but, yeah, we can make it legal. I'm looking at this and I'm going, you see how the narrative is now slid
into, I don't know what. Turn on the news today. Turn it on yesterday. Turn it on tomorrow. They're still going to be talking about Obamacare is broken, and, you know, can the Republicans fix it? Well, wait a minute. It shouldn't be there in the first damn place.
Right.
And I don't
think it's such a joke.
It's such a joke
the way this whole thing was passed. And if I could ask Ron a couple things. Ron, we saw where, you know, this whole thing, you know, John talked about this thing being passed as a tax, but I thought all tax bills had to originate in the House. Also, we see where there were waivers for the FOOs, which were the Friends of Obama, because they, you know, it violates the maximum law about equality under the law being paramount. And Obama is using executive orders or directives to change the actual timing and implementation of the law itself. Plus, you see federal agencies that are openly breaking the law by, you know, aiding and abetting illegal aliens. So with all this as a backdrop, is there any remedy in there that you see either individually or collectively?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think one has to examine who Obama is in this particular situation. He is now the commander-in-chief. Therefore, he is totally in a military position as it is. Secondly, what is the jurisdiction that is being played out right now? When we're talking about insurance, when we're talking about anything that deals with commerce, we're in that commercial jurisdiction. And that's why, I guess it was Nancy Pelosi said the Interstate Commerce Clause. Well, she was absolutely right, because insurance originated out of the high seas. This is all that part of the jurisdiction. We cannot get out of the commercial jurisdiction if we're going to continue to play in it. And what brings us into it? It'll always be the money system.
Sure.
When we're using their notes, any debit and credit note, any type of negotiable instrument that is not the actual commodity is a commercial instrument, and therefore it sucks you in, and you're obligated to follow all the rules and all the laws that the commander-in-chief promotes. We have to find ourselves out of this commercial jurisdiction. That's the real answer to it.
Is that where, you know, again, this struck me when you were saying that, is that where something like Bitcoin or some sort of other, I'm no big proponent of it, but a Bitcoin or having the ability to transact your insurance or whatever, like in possibly physical silver or something like that?
Well,
is that a way to?
I don't personally think so, even though it's a great idea. I think what happens is one isn't really looking at what purchased that Bitcoin, what is being used, all negotiable instruments. This is why I say refer back to your lawful money. It was passed by law. It remains in law. Nothing can tarnish it. There can be no lien on it. And this is why when we're dealing in this jurisdiction today, and I put it in the book, is that the U.S. government cannot see that lawful money. It cannot see it. So if you transact in lawful money that has the guarantee of law from the commodity side of the Constitution, not from the negotiable side of the Constitution, you're going to win out.
Wayne?
Yeah.
Anything else, sir?
Yeah, I had one more question.
Okay, well, then hold on. I've got to take the break. 800-313-9443. You want to join in the conversation? We invite you to do so. It's mandatory. You gotta.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are back. Wayne, you had one other item?
Yeah, just one other quick follow-up, John, and that is, you know, as a result of this travesty, do either of you see any scenario where some independent doctors or medical facilities might start banding together to offer, like, a private-style sort of insurance?
They already have. They already have. For years, I've talked about this to people. And I have not checked with them lately. I don't know what their status is. They're still open, but I don't know what they're planning on doing in the future. But OKC Surgery Center, Oklahoma City.
That.
Yeah, Oklahoma City Surgery Center. These are doctors that got real miffed about the insurance companies and the games that their hospitals were playing with the insurance companies and vice versa. So these guys decided to strike out on their own, pull their money together, build their own building, do their own thing. And they've been, quite frankly, very happy, and so are their patients, because just to do major surgeries, I mean, knee replacements and stuff like that, in many cases, it is cheaper than the deductibles that this new Obama crap has. So, I mean, and gee whiz, well, what a concept. I'm only going to pay for something when I need to have it done, and it's going to be a realistic and down-and-dirty price. What a concept, huh?
Well, I would just say with your audience, John, I would hope that maybe some medical professionals would start calling in and to have that kind of idea be an ongoing discussion, because I could see pools of small business people trying to find, you know, scenarios like that where, you know, they could at least offer, you know, minimal coverage to their people and maybe be able to help them in the times of stress. And like you say, these deductibles are going to be so doggone high, they're virtually unpayable. And that's where the insurance companies right now are going to make out, because they know they won't have the payouts that they used to have in the past.
Well, and then this whole damn thing, I mean, since insurance, I mean, think about this. Why did we need insurance companies in the first place, Wayne? I mean, we didn't have them when I was a kid. And this was an area that, well, everybody, well, they weren't guaranteed health care, but if you were alive and you were working, or you had the ability to pay a bill, if something went wrong in your life and you needed some medical expertise, well, it was available. You weren't turned away. And if you couldn't pay the bill on the spot, they sent you down to accounts receivable. Hey, let's work out a payment plan.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, and here's the irony, and I'm going to get into this in a second here, but do you know where Obamacare, the individual mandate, and all this stuff originally came from in the first place? From the Heritage Foundation. From a conservative think tank. So everybody's trying to blame Obama. Think about who is for big business. Who?
Oh, absolutely.
Republicans.
Absolutely. And true, you strip it all away, John, it still comes back to the lawyers that wrote this stuff.
Yep.
And the ones that caused the lawsuits and the malpractice and all that. That's where it all, there's your root of the problem right there.
The root of all evil is not law. It's those who try to convince you that you need them to interpret and defend you against that law. Hey, Wayne, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. All right. Hang on, Gear in Florida. I want to get this in here real quick. It was a Republican idea, the Heritage Foundation's Obamacare blueprint. The original 1989 document where Heritage Foundation created Obamacare's individual mandate, by John Averroes, America blog, and there's an editor's note here saying this article is written from a perspective of a liberal who actually seeks to defend Obamacare. This is a position we certainly don't endorse, but we only want to show beyond any possible doubt that Obama's much vaunted reform of the healthcare system is actually a hardcore conservative idea. All the immense complexities and frustrations emanate from the fact that the law wishes to accommodate the dynamic of the capitalist market, which is to put profit ahead of everything else. Thus, the simplicity and efficiency of the Medicare for All single-payer formula is jettisoned in favor of a ludicrous Rube Goldberg scheme that satisfies no one. And it goes as such. Republicans are on a renewed kick to try to repeal, or at least delay, in the hopes of killing, the individual mandate that included in the president's health care reform law, also known as the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, or Obama doesn't care. The irony, of course, is that it was the Republicans, via their premier think tank, the Heritage Foundation, who came up with the idea in the first place. Now, as you know, individual mandate requires that every American buy health insurance if they don't have it through their work, or pay a penalty. Now, the individual mandate really is one of the key underpinnings of the Obamacare, because without it, there's concern that everyone's policy might be too expensive. Well, here's more on the mandate from Kaiser Health News, and I'm quoting their publication. The health law was designed to extend insurance to nearly all people, including those who have medical conditions that require expensive care and are often denied coverage today. But to pay for their care, insurance companies need to have a large enrollment of consumers, especially young and healthy people who use fewer services, or let me just add, don't use it at all. The mandate was adopted to guarantee a broad base. Topher Spirou, the vice president of health policy at the Center for American Progress, a left-leaning nonprofit that supports the law, says it would be more effective with the mandate than without it. This individual mandate is to keep premiums low for everyone. Gee, I think I already failed on that one. He said, noting that if you don't have incentives for everyone to sign up for the coverage, then only the sick people will enroll, which will drive up premiums. But others suggest the mandate won't be effective because the penalties are set much lower than the cost of coverage. Now also, know that the Republicans shut down the entire federal government, and we were on the verge of forcing the United States to default on its debt, likely sending the world into the depression, and oh my God, in order to force the outright repeal of Obamacare, its defunding, or at very least delay the individual mandate. The funny thing is that it was Republicans who came up with the idea in the first place. As first described in Stuart Butler in the publication for the very conservative Heritage Foundation in 1989. And what group took the lead in pushing for the federal government shutdown in order to stop Obamacare? That's right, the Heritage Foundation. Here's the cover of Heritage's 1989 publication, and remind me to send this over to Manny because we're going to post this for tomorrow. And here is a section called The Heritage Plan. Butler sets the premise for a form of guaranteed universal health care. Oh, remember that term? Well, they chased that one out of the barn. You don't hear that anymore. It's just the Affordable Care Act, just to underscore that how affordable it's going to be for you. Well, bullpucky. The Heritage Plan, here's an excerpt. The fundamental defects of the existing system and the serious flaws in most solutions to the problem of unassurance, they call it, has led the Heritage Foundation to propose a national health system based on a very different foundation, developed in detail in a new monograph, A National Health System for America. The Heritage Plan aims at achieving four related objectives. All citizens should be guaranteed universal access to affordable health care. And a few pages down from that, Butler proposes the individual mandate. Mandate that all households to obtain adequate insurance. Really? See, this is what happens when you're not provided all the information to consider and to make up your mind, to form your opinions and support your convictions. Did you, Ron, let me ask you a question flat out. Did you know that this was a Republican plan to start?
No, I did not.
Well, and look how many people out there have been calling poor Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and the likes and Hillary Clinton socialist, communist, if you will. Oh my God. Gear in Florida. Hello, Gear.
Hello.
Hi.
Boy, it's hard to figure out where to start. This when you brought up the Heritage Foundation. I've been on their emails for quite a few years, and I send them. I try to wake them up a little bit, but they're a phony group. They're establishment, and they've been conning people for many, many years as being a spokesperson for what we consider old-line conservatism. And so anyway, that my main point was the fact that both parties are partners in a sellout. They're both establishment, and every chief, when you go into the executive cabinets of any, whether it's Democrat, Republican, they're always filled with CFR members. They're always vetted by the Council on Foreign Relations, and anybody who studied the Trilateral Commission and Bilderberg and the Council on Foreign Relations will find out that they're there to basically put in front men for the New World Order. So we've got too many people haven't realized that we're being, you know, that you're staunch Republican or staunch Democrat, but they've sold us out. So I studied the Federal Reserve. I wrote a paper in the 60s. I realized then it was a private corporation. It hasn't been but about 2-3 years they've actually admitted it's a private banking firm.
Yep.
That it was part of the government. But basically, with all that money and the Federal Reserve since 1913, they got all the money in the world to put in their front men. So,
Gear, I've got a break. Hang on.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown.
All right, we are back. Gear, you had something else, sir?
Yeah, that's about it. I just wanted to, what I wanted to emphasize was if people really want to find out, I see how everybody's frustrated and people think Democrat, think Republican, but the fact is they work in partnership. And if anybody wants to really get into who vets it and gets them in there, you need to Google a CFR, TC, Bilderberg, yep, which is a Council on Foreign Relations, Tribal Commission in Bilderberg. And there's a lot of information on these people, and they work for the banksters, and that's how they get every election. They've got it sewed up. That's how they keep people like Ron Paul down. And
they are the banksters. They are the Illuminist, and they're the five basic organizations out there, and they take care of the financial, political, civil, occult, and religion, if you will, the organization of spiritual power, and social arts, culture, TV, news, Hollywood, your blogging, your texting, your whatever. And the head of these organizations is the capstone of the Rothschild Tribunal, And this is the House of Rothschild, composed of five brothers, Philippe, the head Rothschild, Edmund, Victor, Guy, and Nathaniel. Only three brothers at any one time head any one organization. Within the Capstone Tribunal is the all-seeing eye of Lucifer. Ooh, boy. And then what did they create? CFR, Bilderberg, as a tool for transition for global governments, governance, or how should we say, just conducting a little business, transnational business. But who is at the bank? Who's at the top of this gear? That's the bankers.
You got it.
And it goes right back to who? Rothschild and the boys.
Like you're saying, people are still falling for Democrat Republican, and they haven't figured out that they're all CFR. And these people, basically, it's the New World Order, and we got fascism or socialism. But they, you know, we got the neocons want to put our troops overseas on bullshit.
Hey, and Billy Bob can't say that word. Sorry, got to let you go. Council on Foreign Relations, formed in 1921 under who? Colonel Edward Mandel House, with J.P. Morgan, John D. Rockefeller, Paul Warburg, and Jacob Schiff. The name for the American Illuminati, its head is David Rockefeller. And as of June, and we're going back quite a few years here. I don't have the updated list, but just let's just jump in the time capsule here for a second. As of June 30th, 1978, the CFR had 1,878 members. Of course, Rockefeller, Kissinger, Teddy Kennedy, Howard Baker, David Brinkley. Any of these names sounding familiar? John Chancellor, all the news people, Alexander Haig. This is the joker that up and one day said, you know, when what's his name was shot? Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm in charge. I said, dude, who are you?
Yeah.
We do have a pecking order around here. Walter Mondale, Barbara Walters, Dean Russ, Douglas Fairbanks. Did I say Douglas Fairbanks? That's right. Irving R. Levine, another news guy, George Bush, Adlai Stevenson, Richard Nixon, Jerry Ford. No, not the stumble bum. Yes, you're right. It is. Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter, by the way, was the first president of the Trilateral Commission, founded in 73 by David Rockefeller. And that was the brain center of the CFR, the American version of the European Commonwealth market, which the U.S. is a secret member of, by the way. Does it make sense now that when we had bailouts, you know, trillions of dollars that we had to bail out our foreign friends and banks and corporations? Well, of course so. I mean, come on, man. You got to get with the program here. You're not a globalist? Well, then you're nothing. Kevin in Montana. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, John. Good show, and really glad you uncovered this information about the Heritage Institute.
Yeah.
Very suspicious group from day one.
I'm telling you.
But you know, it's not just the previous caller pointed out. You know, the issues about the CFR and do you belong in the CFR or maybe you don't belong in the CFR. But the real issue, more importantly than just membership in these organizations, is people's ability to, you know, draw distinctions. The conservative movement was always this mad hodgepodge from the get-go. And the real lesson about this is people need to learn to think for themselves. They need to lose the crutches and the handrails and, you know, I've got to belong in some kind of movement. Well, whatever happened with, you know, thinking for yourself, it's always a healthy thing. The conservative movement was lying from the get-go about, you know, what they stood for because they were already on board with covering up the meaning of the American Revolution. They didn't want that getting out, and so they had to muddy the waters a whole bunch. You know, conservatism has always been this big tent sort of philosophy with really poorly drawn lines, no firm definition, no form, no substance, no nothing. Ed Fuelner, the leader of the Heritage Foundation, was on the bus from the get-go. He was fake as a $3 bill, you know. I mean, pretty soon, you know, 20 years of this clown, and they're going to be telling you that it's conservative to run around in circles with underwear on your head, you know. That's conservative. And then they have all these people doing it, you know. Well, I'm doing it. He said it was conservative.
Well, and look what the definition of the modern-day conservative now is. when I was growing up, a conservative was, well, you were a strict constitutionalist, or you were somebody that, you know, just didn't put up with any funny stuff whatsoever. Man, you were something akin to, well, dare I say it, to the Stone Age. But this was revered and respected by people. It said something of solidity, and things didn't change from day to day. But you're absolutely right. I mean, take a look at these non-governmental organizations that have all this power and influence, and they just sit around just brain fart about, well, just about everything. But see, they have no real political power, and don't pay attention to those people behind that curtain.
Yeah, anybody that trains you to not pay attention, any organization that's got a don't list, you got to be real skeptical about. But you know, the conservative from the New Deal era, let's say the 30s or maybe World War II, would be very, very different from a conservative from the J.P. Morgan era,
mm-hmm.
Which would be very different from a conservative. It's just a word, If you don't have any real definition for the most important concepts in your life, sooner or later, people are going to make a complete monkey out of you.
Well,
and you will be a monkey.
And Kevin, what is, if you ask somebody what a conservative, what does that mean today? If you were to assign a one-sentence explanation as to what a conservative is, they'll tell you, well, I'm fiscally conservative. Well, how's that working out for us? If Obamacare was the brainchild of the Heritage Foundation, and this was a way to do business on a mass scale, how is that conservative?
Yeah.
How is emptying my pocket for your profit conservative?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sad.
The so-called socialists are there to make sure that everybody buys into, well, this is a right. Everybody deserves it. Everybody needs it. So it's the Mac Daddy of the Hegelian dialectics, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one hyphenization, one hybrid after the next. People start losing track. There's really only one kind of hyphenization left for the conservatives anymore. I'm an Alzheimer's conservative. That's the kind of conservative I am. I can't remember what the...
I hear you. Kevin, thank you for your call.
No problem.
I appreciate it very much. Yeah, everything is on its head. And this is done, Ron, this is no accident.
No.
White is black and black is white and in is actually out and up is actually down. This is all designed to just reduce you to a babbling, drooling, I don't care anymore because I just want to be left alone. And then that's what most people have. They just want a little bit of peace. They just want to be left alone for a little while. Won't you please give me enough time to drink my six-pack and at least watch one football game? Oh, please.
Well, the government will take care of us, John. Don't worry.
Well, you can't even watch your damn football anymore because you're feminized by the pinkers, the people that decided to put pink all over your NFL players. And just lately, Incognito from the Miami Dolphins accused of bullying. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Adults that are paid to beat the crap out of each other, he's now bullying. Up is down and in is out, and oh, God in heaven. All right, hey, thanks for being here today. I appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure, John.
All righty. And tomorrow, folks, tune in, bring a friend. I got Gerald Celente tomorrow. Always fun to have on the air. And by the way, Eric, thank you for sending over. It's the Affordable Boat Act. I enjoyed that. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.